If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is Horny Valentine's Day Ideas, Porn with a Point. This post was originally written as a way to showcase some of the fabulous companies that sponsor my website just in the run-up to Valentine's Day. Some of the companies who provide the toys that inspired the porn for these stories are still sponsors of my website, and if you would like to support my work, buying from any of the sponsor companies is a fabulous thing to do. However, because I mentioned so many different toys in this piece, I'm not going to read all of the links aloud to you on the audio, but if you go to girlonthenet.com/blog/horny-valentines-day, likely you're listening to the audio on the post anyway, you will be able to find a bunch of links if you would like to buy any of these products. Most of the discount codes should still work as well, even though this is quite an old post. But basically, this is just a post I wrote with a little trilogy of porn that I thought it might be fun to read to you as audio. Story 1. Clit tease. She's strapped down to the bed by the wrists and ankles. It's a struggle to move in any direction, but with a bit of effort, she can arch her back and fuck her hips upwards, pleading with her body for a touch that's more than gentle. But this is a tease, so she doesn't get what she wants. He wets the tip of his finger and places it directly on the head of her clit, applying pinpoint precision before stroking in, oh, so slow, frustrating circles. From behind the gag, she whimpers. He'd promised her that this Valentine's Day she could come on his fingers, but he'd also promised that he would make her work for it. That's the swap, see? For some reason, she feels guilty when someone buys her gifts, so he's working to get her so ready for this one that she'll receive it in grateful spirit, rather than worry that he's spent too much on treating her. It takes less than 10 minutes of this measured, gentle stroking before she's begging for more. As much as one can be said to beg, when all one can do is squeal into a ball gag and hump against his hand. It's time, though. She's eager for it. He reaches to one side and grabs the pre-charged finger vibe, slips it onto his middle finger and turns it on. At the sound of the rumble, she bites down and starts to wriggle again, feeling every tingle of it as he traces painstakingly gentle paths from her inner thighs and towards her labia. He knows the right spot, but now pretends he doesn't, pressing the vibe delicately against the folds of her cunt, the ridges just beside her clit, even at one point dipping a finger gently inside her aching hole. Her squirming starts to build into thrashing and writhing as her hips seek out that vibe, desperate to feel the release of an orgasm. But every time she fucks towards it, he moves it away. Infinitesimal distances that nevertheless feel like infinitely impossible ones to bridge. Eventually, he straddles her stomach and looks down into her face. Her expression is one of absolute fury, lust, need, desire, but mostly pure rage. With a quick flick of his left hand, he removes her gag, then reaches behind him with that still buzzing finger vibe, once again tracing it in a leisurely path along her slit and towards where her clit is throbbing for contact. Grinning like a wolf, he asks her, "Now do you want a present?" There are people in the next town over who hear her yelling, "Please!" At which point he gives her what she wants, holding the vibe to her clit and letting her hump up to meet it, crushing herself hard against the thrum of the bullet while her juices coat his fingertips and her moans of relief shake the walls. He doesn't move at this point, just holds it still, having too much fun watching her desperately fuck against it like she's a dog humping his leg. 3 or 4 seconds before the first waves of her orgasm crash, he takes it away.
No!
She barks, like she has any say over the matter. Yes, he tells her, deftly switching out the finger vibe for something different, something more challenging. He turns around so he's now facing down her body, all the better to see what he's doing. Now, instead of the vibe on his middle finger, he's wearing two silicone pads on his first two fingertips, pads that are attached to a unit that delivers a subtle but fascinating trickle of electric current. She's enjoyed it before, but will she go for it in this worked-up state? In this thrashing, angry moment when she only wants to come? Let's see. He covers the pads in electrogel, all the better to conduct those magic tingles, and then starts to trace his fingers once again up and down the slit of her vulva, putting plenty of pressure so the sensation is gentle and deep. He slides both fingers either side of her clit and she moans again, placated slightly by the fact that even if the vibe is gone, there's pressure on her clit, and she can be grateful for that. Then she starts to feel the gentle, pulsing thrum of electricity. It's not painful, but it is unusual. Like her nerve endings are waking up and starting to communicate with each other. He presses firmly either side of her clit, and it's like the pulses are flicking back and forth through the flesh of it. She's still pushing herself upwards, like there's more pleasure she can wring from his fingertips if only she finds the right angle. The sensation is subtler than the vibe, but it does something truly different. The bullet will give her a powerful orgasm with friction, but this seems to almost be stimulating her from the inside, touching receptors on the outside of her skin, but plucking strings that resonate deep beneath the surface, a throbbing whomp like the bass on a passing car stereo, a zinging chime like church bells in the distance on Sunday morning, the rumble of tectonic plates shifting out to sea, kicking up a wave that will soon become a tsunami. Can you do it? He asks her. Can you come for me? She's lost for words, so just moans, jolting harder as her hips try to find the perfect angle for those busy fingertips. She says again, and loses all control. And that's when he turns up the power. Story 2. Using him. Ever since she told him she had something filthy planned for Valentine's Day, he's been pestering her all week with excited chatter, interrupting her working days with horn and second-guessing what the plan is. Will he be pegged, stripped and whipped? Will she let him sit at her feet with his head on her naked thighs while she strokes his hair and lists all the reasons he's a very good boy? One text too many from him causes her to reply curtly, "Okay, that's it. You're doing too much requesting and not enough shutting the fuck up. So this Valentine's Day, you're going to shut the fuck up. Arrive at mine at 7 p.m. wearing the tight blue jeans and that metal butt plug. When I open the door for you, you're not to say a single fucking word. Understand?" He texts back a meek, "Yes, miss," to show he's listening. Then a winky face emoji to show he understands that she's not really angry with him. She's not. You can't fall in love with a brat and then complain when he gets cheeky. He arrives on the dot of 7 p.m, dressed exactly as instructed. She greets him with a stern face and a finger on her lips to remind him, shh, then grabs him by the waistband of those lovely tight blue jeans and hauls him inside, slams the door behind him and points upstairs. "Bedroom. Now. Jeans on, lie on the bed facing the ceiling, hands behind your head." He scurries up there like she's hidden the Holy Grail under the bedsheets, and by the time she arrives, he's lying exactly as instructed. Face up, hands behind his head, compliant and still and eager. As a bonus, his cock is starting to swell inside those jeans. Fat and hard and tempting. She wonders if she can get it pressed so tightly that when she finally sets it free, she'll see the faint grain of denim imprinted onto his flesh. First things first, a blindfold. He makes a sort of plaintive mewl in the back of his throat to denote disappointment. He loves to watch. That she's instructed him to wear his butt plug means she'll probably ride him, and he loves to watch her tits bounce while she does that. Craves seeing the expression on her face, sometimes abandon, sometimes delight, sometimes a deliberate feigned disgust for his sluttery that is more than enough to tip him over the edge, pumping shots of cum inside her while she berates him for his lack of control. That's not what's happening today, though. The blindfold is on. She adds a pair of headphones too, hooked up to her phone. Before she starts playing the track, she leans in close to tell him what he's in for. "I had so many plans for today," she teases, "but you got overexcited and spoiled them. You don't get to dictate anything, even on Valentine's Day, so I'm doing this to remind you who is in charge. Today you won't be pleasured, you'll be used." Another whimper, a squirm. He opens his mouth as if he's about to say something, but she presses his lips firmly closed with her fingers, and with that she begins. Hitting play on the audio porn that's lined up on her phone, she can see his dick twitch as he realises what it is. He'd been expecting music, as per usual, but the idea of being told a filthy story while he's used is clearly getting him going. Allowing herself a little treat, she flicks open the first button on his jeans, slowly unzips them, and lets his cock spring free. This isn't a treat for him, though. So after indulging herself in a brief, tight, very tight squeeze of his shaft, she reaches for condoms in the drawer and puts on one of the thick ones she saves for just this purpose. Extra safe. Or, as she calls them, extra subby. She uses them on men like him. Men who don't deserve to come today. Now that he's suitably attired, she slides a silicone grind ring around the base of his cock, slips her knickers down, and climbs aboard. As she rides him, the metal butt plug nestled firmly inside will keep up the pressure on his prostate, and the texture on the grind ring will give her something to rub her clit against at the bottom of each downstroke. The condoms will keep him from the edge for long enough that she can get what she needs, and the juice from her cunt will gradually seep down into the tight blue denim of his jeans, giving him something to sniff at later when she orders him to kneel in front of her and finish himself off. Meanwhile, the story in his ears will tease him with ideas of all the things he could have won if he'd only shut the fuck up and remembered who was in charge. 3. Storytime/fuck-along/body swap. I'm moving out of the third person here and into first, because fuck it, this one's personal. The last few horny Valentine's Day ideas I'm going to give you are ones that I miss doing in my own life. Because here I'm going to promote some of the awesome sponsors who make or curate porn, and I am currently lamenting the fact that I don't get to play with porn in my own sex life very often these days. First up, story time. When I was with my ex, sometimes I'd write blog posts that were specifically tailored to hit cum triggers or kinks that he'd mentioned to me during dirty chat. Lines that had stuck with him or desires that he tentatively articulated that touched on things he enjoyed. It was often a nerve-wracking thing, writing stuff like this. He'd handed me precious treasure by letting me further into the filthy part of his brain, and if I captured that magic wrong, I might kill the mood. Or worse, lock myself forever out of sharing this particular kink with him. But where there are nerves, there's horn. Anticipation is far hotter to me if there's an element of uncertainty, a frisson of maybe. So I'd write blog posts, stick them in draft, then the next time we hung out in horny mode, I'd offer to suck his cock while he read them. You can do this yourself, you don't need to be a writer. There's plenty of source material online. Ask your partner for a few topic ideas. Where does their mind wander late at night when they're touching themselves? Then hunt down some stories you think might fit. Threesomes, spanking, cuckolding perhaps. Maybe all you need is a line or two. I like the idea of being punished until I'm broken, till I'm weeping and begging forgiveness. Or perhaps you know the person well enough, or you're brave enough, that you don't even need a prompt. Go pick a few stories or blog posts that you think might work for them and line them up ready for your partner to read aloud. Get them to read those aloud while you give them head. While you're doing it, take note of their response. Not just the things you're doing that make them sigh and catch their breath, but the moments in the text that give them pause. The phrases and words that make their dick twitch or their thighs tremble. Melt into your role as someone who is there to capture feedback. I've learnt quite a lot about men I've loved this way. And this intense, instinctive feedback, delivered via the tone of their voice and the flutters in the muscles of their body, it made me love each one all the more. If you're more of a visual person, or your partner is, you can do a similar thing with video porn. Show them a scene and sit behind them on the sofa, legs wrapped round their body and one hand reaching down to squeeze, touch and fondle their junk. Maybe you put the other hand round their stomach to hold them tight, or gently on their throat to keep them still. As the scene's playing, you press your lips against their neck and feel the pounding of their blood as it rushes from their brain to their crotch. Ask questions with your words, if you like, and prompt them for answers. Did you like that bit? What was it you liked? Is it the way her nipples look so hard and taut when he wets them with his lips? The way you can see the slight pressure against her cunt as he tries to slip his too fat cock inside? That moment, maybe, of delicious resistance before the pop when it went in. Naturally, I'm hoping that this first part might lead to the next, fucking along. When you get into the positions of the people in the porn and time your strokes so you're shagging along with them. You don't even need to be in the same position, if I'm honest. If you just match pace but in a different one, you can mesmerise yourself into something akin to a hypnotic fuck trance, imagining yourself on the screen but experiencing all the sensations slightly differently in your own body, all the while staring at the monitor and watching two people who aren't you doing what you're doing. I adore doing this. Something about the distance and the difference makes me feel simultaneously connected to the people on screen and even more connected to whoever I'm fucking at the time. For additional reality, if you have a VR headset, you can try this with VR porn. I find the ones that work best tend to be point of view scenes, POV. The intimacy of VR porn can be quite shocking at first. And where there's shock, there's also often horn too. Once my ex lined up a POV scene for me, in which I was a cis guy being sucked off by a hot woman with dark hair and fucked up mascara. Looking into her eyes as she pleasured me was bizarre and surprisingly enticing. In this make-believe reality, I could stare right back at her, abandoning the self-consciousness that I'd have suffered were she really in the room, while the scene played in my headset and I flicked my eyes around, noting the curve of her ass as she bent over to me and her wet eyes staring me down and my huge, thick, rock-solid cock between her lips. He had the same scene playing on the TV. As he licked and sucked at my clit, trying to ape the movements from the screen, I zoned ever so briefly into the feeling of what it might be like to have a cock myself. What it could be like for me to be him. The next time I sucked his dick while he read stories, my clit tingled along with the movements of my own lips, and I felt like I'd unlocked something shiny and new, a brand new piece of knowledge that I could treasure every time I took him in my mouth. If you enjoyed that, as I say, there are lots of products I mention in this piece from the sponsors who were supporting my site at the time, many of whom are still sponsors to this day. If you go to girlonthenet.com/blog/horny-valentines-day, you can go and see and click on links if you want to purchase any of the products. But I didn't really make this for sponsorship. I made this as audio porn because I think these stories are quite hot. I do hope you agree. You can find lots more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audio porn, or head to Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet, to support the audio project.